Welcome to The Back Pocket, your wildly average podcast.
The date is July 24th, and you know what's up. The boys from The Back Pocket are back at it. How are we, Decal?
We're actually great. The temperature in here is actually astoundingly better than it has ever been, historically speaking. I'm very excited to get after this episode. We have a great lineup today for all our marketing interns. We're going to get a little discussion in ship versus boat and maybe how all that came to be. We will also get into our interview with BYOB Sports, and we'll touch on that in a little bit. But first, you know, as we always do, let's get an average quality going.
Yeah, so lead us in. We're average in how we create these contracts of commitments with other people to either join our show or do something for us.
Right.
Like an advertisement.
Maybe some would call them favors.
Favors, yes, exactly. But how we do that, we just work on the verbal handshake system.
Right. So just to elaborate on the verbal handshake, usually like when you sign a contract or do something, you shake hands and, you know, affirm and give each other your word. Well, as podcasters, we don't do that. Most of our communications are usually over phone and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pride ourselves on verbal handshakes. We've gotten a few done too.
Exactly. Yeah. They usually fall through. I mean, they end up finishing their tasks.
Right.
But there is a few hiccups along the way because they don't have anything written down. So it's kind of just like word of mouth type of thing.
Yeah. No, we're huge word of mouth guys. We pride ourselves on word of mouth. It's kind of hard to, I mean, we're kind of social media guys now.
Yeah.
We're on Instagram Live and everything, but that's completely separate. How are we doing on that, by the way,
Steve? Zero watchers right now.
All right, we'll cut that. No worries.
I'll be our one.
Perfect, Steve. Nice.
So the back pocket, word of mouth, we're still kicking it. We're doing well. We'll keep on moving forward. We still don't know our statistics, but we do know that we keep getting reoccurring comments of people saying, you guys are crushing.
Yeah, we're killing it. And ignorance is bliss. So
ignorance is bliss.
Just keep the compliments coming. We don't really care. Yeah. Other than that, you know.
I mean, we do also get the compliment. What's the opposite of a compliment?
Criticism.
We get some criticism. Thank you, Steve. Exactly. Thank you for producing there over Steve. So we have our compliments and our criticisms, and that, and again, it equals out to our average.
Always people there like Shannon Amick to keep us humble. So that's always nice. Nice. Thanks, Steve. I'll kind of outline what our plans are going forward here.
Sure.
So, you know, it is the end of July, and we're about to, you know, get into the bulk of fall semester. So we're going to be having football season, the best time of the year, kicking off, literally. And then
yeah, so July's coming to a close right now.
Yeah, so with that.
And we are hitting this BYOB interview, and I hope you enjoy that. That'll be on this podcast today. And then the next one will be with my parents, Mr. and Mrs. and Sarah, John and Carol, Mom and Dad.
Ooh, yeah.
And then we're going to hit Jason Morrow. We finally got him to come on.
Yep.
Hopefully we get that interview done. And then we'll kick that out to you guys. And then we got Mr. Jensevold.
Jensevold. Just one.
Jensevold.
Jensevold. Two syllables.
Okay.
Jensevold.
Jensevold.
Mr. Jensevold, Papa J. Fan of the show. Another dad of our very first guest, Mallory Jensevold. So watch out for that one.
And then once that gets completed, we will be headed to camp. And hopefully we can...
Football camp.
So we can hit you guys up with some camp diaries.
Yeah. So we're going to do a little segments. Hopefully once, twice, maybe three times a week, depending on what our schedule is. We're going to try and get out a couple episodes a week, just outlining how camp's been going. We're going to interview some freshmen. We're going to interview some savvy vets, you know, ask them questions, give us their hot takes. And we'll go from there. It'll be great. I'm excited.
I mean, we're just going to continue to be there in your back pocket, secure, tucked away, ready for use whenever you need it.
That's our why. So just nothing more simple than just always being there and reliable. Someone that you can count on is the guys from the back pocket.
Your wildly average simple podcast.
Absolutely.
So trapping the puck and moving on from us and carrying it over to ship versus boat versus yacht.
Ooh, This hot debate came about when last week, not to brag, but me and a few buddies went on a boat, and well, before we got there, the guy's boat was like, yeah, so we're gonna wait because I need my dad to drive the boat around. So I was thinking like, oh, okay, yeah, no big deal, whatever, we'll do that. Then all of a sudden, here we are. We get there and it's a freaking yacht. It's huge, and I was like, oh, now it makes sense why he needs to be riding or his dad driving or whatever, you know. And so we're sitting there. We're like, oh, well. So now, what's the difference between when does a boat become a ship and when does When does a boat become a yacht become a ship? So here we are in the midst of this hot debate. Andrew, what are your thoughts?
It's a tough question. So, I see a boat, and I'm thinking, like, feet-wise, it's, like, it's a visual thing, too.
Feet as in physical feet or as in, like, linear feet?
Linear feet.
Okay.
I'm trying to picture, like, when the boat actually becomes a ship. Yeah. Because in my opinion, it goes boat, yacht, ship.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what it goes, boat, yacht, ship.
Yeah.
Well, yachts can be really big, too, though, because they can have helicopters on them and all kinds of crap. Like, okay. The Jordan Belfort one. Okay. Remember that?
Yeah, that wasn't a ship.
That was a yacht.
Okay.
Right? Can we confirm or deny that? Yeah, definitely a yacht.
Remember? Confirmed. Yacht.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
So
let me kind of get into a little bit.
Okay.
Trying to get my feet wet. So think about this. Crew size. So I'm sure all of us have watched Pirates of the Caribbean here. We know the Black Pearl, that's a ship. They definitely had a crew size of plus minus 5-6 people, not including Jack Sparrow. So you got to think your crew size and what is required to, what kind of crew size you need to maintain and ride the ship mm-hmm. or the boat or the yacht definitely determines what classification it falls under. I would say a boat, you can do it by yourself. Yacht, you probably need one or two people, and then a ship, you probably need like 4 or 5. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Steve, if you could update our listeners on what's going on with the ship versus boat via Instagram, we'll carry it out on this podcast here. Just let them know, ship versus boat.
Yep.
So I'm thinking crew size makes a big difference.
Number of mates.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
What was your numbers again?
It was like four? I'd say 4 to 5 crew members is a ship. If you have less than that, then it's a boat or a yacht.
Okay. I'm thinking, yeah, if you have a captain, like someone driving,
yeah,
it's not a boat.
Okay. So if you have to have a captain.
If you have a captain, it's a yacht or a ship.
Captain of a yacht. Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
I heard someone in my family was on a yacht. I think it was like Dick Portillo's yacht.
Okay.
And
like the hot dog Portillo?
Yeah.
Wow.
In Florida, and he said he had a captain.
Okay.
So I'm definitely thinking yachts have captains.
Okay.
What about purpose? Like,
what's the purpose?
Yeah, purpose of the Ooh. Of the flotation.
Yes,
device, I guess.
So if you're pulling people around on like inner tubes, you're a boat.
Yeah. Right? Well,
you're
also
never, your
yeah,
yachts don't
you're
do
here
that
for a party or like you know. It's like a kind of a party
capacity.
Ooh. How about this? Speed. Speedboat versus a yacht versus a ship. Which one's going faster, right? I mean, the ship's probably not going as fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in relatively, you know, because ships are huge, you know. So, like, think, like, every, like, thing has a something before that.
Okay.
So, like you said, speedboat. There's cruise ship. There's, I don't know.
Oh, you're, like, so you're saying within the category of boat, ship, yacht, you're
purposes.
Saying there are more specific genus species for each
why.
One of these. Yeah.
It's their why.
Okay. I could see that. Oh, by the way, for this debate, we are debating blindly right now, so we have no idea the differences on paper. But once we're done, Steve's going to go ahead and look up and Google that question, and then we'll go from there and see what happens.
I mean, I know this is kind of like common knowledge, but I've only been on a boat. I have no personal experience with a ship nor a yacht.
Oh, okay. So I've now been on a ship. I've been on a boat and I've been on a yacht.
Okay.
To brag.
Actually,
so,
I've been on a ship.
Yeah,
a
cruise
actually,
ship or something? Come
well,
on, you've been on a cruise
no,
ship.
No, I've never
before.
Been on no cruise ship.
Okay.
That's
okay.
But a ship, I think when we were taking, like a ferry, is that a boat?
A ferry.
Is that a ferry? Is that a ship? Is that a yacht?
Oh, no.
Ferry, size of it?
A ferry? I've only been, like, out to LS... No, it's out to, what's it in San Francisco? Alcatraz. Went to Alcatraz, and we took a ferry to get
there. That would be a ship.
Okay.
So, another thing...
Alcatraz is, like, down in Florida.
No, Alcatraz is in San Francisco.
Which?
It's the prison.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Puerto Rico.
Guantanamo Bay?
Guantanamo. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Puerto Rico.
Both,
You're thinking of Cuba.
Aruba?
They're communists there.
Venezuela?
Oh, off the coast of Venezuela?
Aruba?
Okay, so another thing, though, to mention, I will say, is engines. How many engines are on these boats or ships or
yachts?
Great
question. I don't know where to begin on that either.
I'm going to go ahead and one engine would be a boat, two engines is a yacht, and more than two engines is a ship.
But I concur.
But I think, I think there's a little bit of...
I've seen two engines on, like, a pontoon boat.
Yeah, I know. It happens more than you think, so I figured it's not really a valid argument. Yeah.
I don't concur.
I figured. Yeah, now you're taking it back. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
there's no black and white here.
It's very
large. All right.
I think we need our producer and get some definitions here.
Can we get some... What are our thoughts here?
Your phone?
Oh. Yeah, phone.
All
right. You were supposed to have these pulled up.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that beforehand.
So, the yacht... Who's got a yacht? Have you been on a yacht?
Yeah.
Whose yacht?
It was McQuaid Boo's yacht. And
oh,
his dad
over on St. Clair River?
Yeah, his dad's Jim Boo, who's like a...
How many people are on the yacht?
I think there's six or seven of us.
How many life jackets?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't think...
I feel like the number of life jackets could help out,
too. Well, you have to always have a life jacket. Like,
every passenger
has to have a life jacket.
Exactly.
They were probably tucked away, probably... Like, this thing had a full, like, fridge, like... Full fridge, like a room, like two bedrooms.
Had a room and a fridge?
Room, fridge, like a sitting area.
So do
a
ships.
A bathroom. Yeah, ships had that too, but I'm just saying yachts seem more personalized, so I feel like that's...
Okay.
So wait, now a yacht is a ship, but it's more of a classification like a cruise ship, like Steve was
saying. Personalized to the consumer.
Yeah.
Rather than a ship is kind of for fishing?
No, a ship is for... Anything. That's all. So now I'm backtracking. And I'm saying, a type of ship, just a smaller, more personalized
one.
And then boat is completely separate from that.
You can't have a ship boat.
No, but you can have a
cruise,
boat. You can have a boat attached to a ship.
What about a yacht boat?
I don't think you can. That can't happen, I guess.
No.
Steve, anything?
So I found one is the difference between a yacht and a boat.
Okay.
A yacht, by definition, is a luxurious sea vessel.
Oh my God.
So.
I heard sea vessel and now my head's spinning.
So basically they said if you tell someone that owns a yacht, hey, like, I really like your boat, they will take offense to that because it's not a boat.
It's a luxury.
It's a sea vessel.
It's luxury.
Next time we're out on the lake, we gotta start talking vessels.
No.
What the hell is a sea vessel? All right. So what's a? Do we get ship versus boat? Do you got anything on that?
Let's see here.
Look up the definition of a ship, and I'll look up the definition of a boat. We'll compare. This is really bad podcasting, by the way. Not bad, but.
Andrew, your mother says put your shirts on.
Tell her it's
the temperature is
a
little stuffy.
It's actually really nice in here right now.
You're
doing ship and I'm doing boat?
Ship is a vessel with no fewer than three masts.
We didn't even look up.
All of which carry square rigged sails.
Square rigged sails.
A boat? A skiff? It's a small boat.
Huh. Oh, here we go. Boat. Is a small vessel propelled by water propelled on water by oars, sails, or an engine. Okay. So
ship is a vessel larger than a boat for transporting people or goods by sea.
Hmm. Okay.
So basically like commercial purpose, you know?
Yeah. But I still feel like a yacht is a ship.
No.
Because it's personalized and it could transport goods and services if it wanted to. It's just too small and it's luxurious.
No, that's not what they're for. They're for, like, again, it's a luxurious, like,
so it's all based off purpose.
What's its why?
Okay. Huh. That makes sense now. I just don't like the vessel talks. We got to really clarify on that. I don't like vessels. I don't. It's too much for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's a you thing.
Yeah, that's a me problem. Not the podcast problem. All right. Well, hey, that was ship versus boat, the hot debate. I kind of liked it. So where are we heading next?
We are talking savvy public transportation.
Ooh, so this is a great one. So I was listening to the radio, and this article, Fox News article, came out and said the MSP airport failed 95% of its TSA tests. So I did not know this, but they do TSA tests at the airport.
Okay.
And it's just like fake people, not like real people, but not actually, like they're just going through TSA to try and sneak through different things that, just through the airport. So, like, bring in guns, try to sneak it through, oversized Barbasol cans, you know, stuff of that nature that's not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ran 25 tests, and of the 25, 95% of the tests pass. Yeah, 95%. No, they got through.
Yeah, so they didn't catch it.
Right, so they failed on 95% of the stuff that got through. How scary is that?
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, so this is a, you know, this speaks to, you know, us as a podcast being savvy transportation vets, you know, in public transportation and everything.
They always catch your extra liquids that you try to bring.
And I just wanted to say to MSP that that's ridiculous. And that I should have been able to sneak my stuff through, my toothpaste and all.
Barbasol.
And my Barbasol and, you know, everything that I was trying to sneak through. Kind of ridiculous there, MSP Airport. Unbelievable.
I think we need some improvements. Yeah. And this is where my Uncle John comes in. Uncle John Goodhue, my mom's brother.
Uh-huh.
He came up with the improvement. I think this was like a couple years ago, maybe a year ago or so. He said, get rid of TSA and all the staff. And bring in veterans who have completed their service for the Army, Navy, Air Force.
Yeah.
That
yeah, military.
Military veterans.
Yep.
Who are looking for jobs because we have a problem with veterans.
Homeless veterans
looking for employment
due to PTSD a lot of other problems.
So who's better with like the regiments and making sure security reasons and efficiency and knowing how to follow like in a strict order than the military?
Yeah. Especially if you gave them some guidance, obviously. Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be, like, over the top. Just they're retired and they understand the rules and they can still be, like, it doesn't need to be, like, some strict over-the-board military thing. But
yeah.
Like some friendly military guys. Doing okay. TSA.
That's a sweet business idea. We're full of really good business ideas as entrepreneurs and podcasters. Good idea would be to have, like, a little game. Like, have you ever played Sharks and Minnows at the airport? Or not at the airport. Sharks and Minnows, like when you're a kid in high school, in, you know, preschool, elementary school.
Sure.
You know, everyone's on one side of the gym. You got your sharks in the middle. All the minnows are trying to get through to the other side. Well, just set up like a big area and everyone's got their luggage. And, you know, then everyone runs across and the people who get across and don't get caught can go to the airport. And then the people who do get caught, they have to stay back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, oh, but we'll cut that.
Speaking of improvements, we got improvement business of our own. Leaf Police.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur Steve, would you like to elaborate?
Yeah, new business out in the hot in the streets nowadays.
Absolutely. We're coming at you in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area. So, I just became a branch manager of the Leaf Police, which is a gutter guard service that two of my buddies started back in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So I've decided to take on the task of opening up a ranch up here and, you know, providing gutter guards to the need of houses that, you know, during the spring and during the fall that, you know, that need protection from the leaves and the grit that gets in gutters, clogs them up.
Of course.
Causes water to go down into the soot of your and foundation of your home.
Which yeah. And that's no one good. Wants that.
No, you can't.
It's an inconvenience. So where can we find this Leaf Police?
How can we do this?
Well, you can call me. I'm always available at 414-254-2096.
Don't abuse that phone number, marketing interns.
Yeah. However, please call Steve.
We trust you.
Mm-hmm.
You can also check out our website, which is www.leafpolicemn.com.
Nice. Do you guys have a social media page yet? Anything? Twitter,
Instagram? Not yet, but not yet. I mean,
it's coming.
Marketing interns.
Talking to you.
Let's get on that.
So that'll be coming to you fairly quickly. So get on that before we get booked.
So yeah. Talk to your parents. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Say, hey, I see that you don't have a guard on your gutters, and that it's just not smart.
Hmm.
And that's where I come in.
Yeah, and then that's where you can just provide that service and really make a difference.
Now we're going to kick it over to our interview. Fantastic interview. Really enjoyed getting to know more about BYOB, their sports media group. Sports media is watered down to the max right now.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoy hearing how they are going to do things differently. If they do feel sports media is watered down, but let's see if they can figure out a new punch to the system. Find out. Today we have a special guest, new entrepreneurs just like us. They are the boys from BYOB, Bring Your Own Beliefs. They started at the end of May, beginning of June, so they've been working for about 2 months. Let's welcome BYOB.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Good to be here.
We got Gavin and we got Gamiel. There's another person that's not here today, Jack. He is in Disneyland.
With his family.
Isn't it Disney World?
Disney World, yeah. Disney.
Just the Florida. Just fact checking our Disney geography.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Which one's where?
Disneyland is in California, and Disney World is in Florida, which is where Jack is.
Okay. Exactly. So this is going to be a little interesting because we usually have one guest, now we have two. So we might talk over each other, so we apologize right in advance for crappy audio quality, if that happens.
All
right. Let's hopefully it doesn't.
So to start our interview, as we always start, we'll start with you, Gavin, and then go to Gamiel. What is your average quality?
I think I got two, but the first one definitely has to be the fact that I have 5 speeding tickets.
Ooh.
That's a very... Well,
that's a high number.
It's a high average, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I'm more of like an outlier.
Are they genuinely speeding, or were you kind of like...
Every single ticket I have is 25 over.
Okay.
25?
25 over.
What's the car you're driving?
I don't know how I have my license. Same car I got out there today.
Okay.
Volvo S60. It's a sports edition. It has a turbo kick to it, but...
Maybe that's...
That shouldn't be happening.
Maybe that's your average quality, is having a Volvo and going...
I think that it is. I'm basically like a average mom with kids in the back seat. Yeah. That and probably the fact that I've worked in every single kitchen in Eden Prairie, from Lifetime to Applebee's to, well, out Maynard's and, well, that's not Eden Prairie, but every single kitchen basically out in the West Metro.
Okay, do you have a specialty that you perform better than average?
I'm a good expo, which means I can get food out to the tables in a pretty fast manner.
Okay, nice. How about you, Gamiel? You know, we're average podcasters. We got tons of average qualities. How about you?
I'd say, well, first of all, I want to start off saying Gamiel loves kids, but I'm 21 years old, and I am still a summer camp counselor. That is my average quality. You know, I've been working this job since I was 16 years old and still have it. Some guys have internship this summer. Some guys are working at Burger King. I'm sitting right there in the middle. Being a summer camp counselor. Making $14 an hour doing it.
Hey, don't sell yourself short on this one, because kids are hard.
They are.
And if you're not personable, you could get cooked by them.
Exactly.
Like, they're monstrous sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Okay. Now we got the average qualities out there. Let's learn a little bit more about yourself. How did you guys start this BYOB? Bring Your Own Beliefs. How'd that come about?
Well, first of all, before the back pocket even started, I had this idea that we're going to start this sports media thing, and you guys went off and did your own thing, and I still wanted to do this thing. So I knew Gavin. I knew he was a journalist. I knew he had connections. I knew he had a good sports mind. So I was like, Gavin, what's up? And you want to take from there?
Yeah, basically, yeah. That he kind of came calling. I kind of had the same interest in doing something this summer. So, and we kind of just came up with the idea of meeting together when we got back from school at the end of May and putting something together, and that's kind of where we came up with BYOB. I would say we met at Dairy Queen at the end of May to come up with a name and kind of like a platform and how we're going to go about doing things and kind of what our vision is, kind of like the mission of the whole thing itself. And what we came up with was, you know, pretty good. You know, we wanted to focus on basketball, football, as the majority of our focus, followed by other, you know, sports conversations that happened. I think a week after we started, you know, Tiger Woods got arrested. So, you know, we talk about things like that as well. But, yeah, we just got together at a Dairy Queen and kind of put, you know, our minds together and came up with BYOB. I think the hardest part about coming up, you know, with what we have today was the name itself.
The name, yeah.
It took us hours and hours.
We had the idea. We knew, like, the message we wanted. We knew the audience we wanted to reach, but that damn name, we couldn't figure it out.
He came up with it.
What were the names you were rolling with at first?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
We literally, we sat at Dairy Queen, pen and paper in hand, and just had no ideas at all.
I think we left Dairy Queen after 2 hours with zero names down on paper.
And I looked online and I was like, BYOB, that's kind of, what could we do with that? Bring your own beliefs. And look at us now, we're here.
Nice. Well, for the back pocket, how we came up with it was driving down Cleveland, blasting into some EDM music, and
yelling spring break.
Spring, head out the window, spring break.
Why are you driving through Cleveland?
The Cleveland the street.
Cleveland Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Not to be confused with Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
That's why I transferred from St. Thomas, because the guy just couldn't keep track of the road names.
Yeah.
All right.
And we went from our time, which was just not even average, to the back pocket. What's more wildly average than your back pocket?
Yeah. It's a great name, though.
I just strictly remember, so Andrew and I knew we had to go and buy a mic and equipment on like this Friday after class, because if we didn't go that day, we knew we'd never do it again, just because of how dudes do it and put things off and never get around to things. So we knew like this was a hot item. So we go to Best Buy, buy our mic, whatever. We're coming back.
Shout out Benny Wilson.
Yeah, Benny from Best Buy. But the funny thing was, is we really didn't have a name. We had our time, and it was kind of like
it was forced.
Yeah, it was forced, absolutely forced. And so we're driving down, and AI turns to me and goes, What do you think about the back pocket? And like, we're always there, like, you know, why not? And then I was just like,
that's it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And we keep the back pocket because like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they all ditch the, like Facebook's famous for ditching the Facebook. And we're like, well, we got to maintain average. We got to keep the, because we're not better than them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
And you're supposed to put the before a word that starts with a vowel. That's why you say the Ohio State University. We are not English majors, so we go with a consonant in a B back pocket, so we stick with the back pocket.
The back pocket.
That honestly was the most amazing ideas I've ever thought I've ever heard of.
We bounce off each other really well, and that leads to my
that
next
is
question.
Articulate.
Question.
Why you three? Like, what makes you guys a good balance? Is there a tendency you guys get irritated with each other? Do you guys roll pretty well? I mean, why you three?
I think they're the balancing act. I think
who's
that? Gamiel and Jack. I think I kind of go off in tangents sometimes and get off course, and they kind of bring me back in to a degree. There's really no stopping me once I get going on a certain conversation that I have an opinion on. But I think we all have our, you know, attributes. They're, you know, they have more knowledge in certain areas than I do, and I think we all kind of bounce off each other in a pretty smooth way. We go into our show not really planning much, because, you know, the way we talk and kind of the way we, you know, vibe out when it's the three of us is just, it's just casual conversation. That's kind of what we like to bring to the table. You know, it's just about bringing your own beliefs. Don't worry about, you know, don't second guess yourself. And that's kind of, I think everything's kind of gone smoothly because we don't really second guess what we have to say.
Sure. I'm going to jump into the sports media world now, because you're now part of sports media, and we know that there's a lot of options for consumers to go to check out their news. So you have Bleacher Report and ESPN and Fox Sports 1.
Barstool.
There's way too many sports medias out there. Do you feel like sports media is watered down right now and they're lacking like a punch because there's just so much options for consumers to go to?
There's way too much out there right now, and I would agree that, you know, there's an issue going on right now in sports media because there's so much. I mean, anyone could post an opinion on social media and say, you know, they're a sports analyst or something like that. So credibility is a big, you know, issue slash factor that I think, you know, you can do, you know, it takes just one mistake to lose all credibility, but, you know, it takes 10 or 12, 15 things down the line and maybe 6 months of, you know, hard work to gain any credibility. So it is an interesting time because I think it is watered down a bit, but I think if you just stay focused and not really, you know, get distracted by, you know, specifically, you know, you see some bloggers, you know, state like their opinions better than anyone else's. We don't go into our shows or anything we post thinking we know more than anyone else.
Sure.
That's what kind of we think is different about us.
Okay.
That could separate us from regular.
Well, I've noticed too that like all these different media outlets, they're trying to do the same things now too. They see what Barstool is doing. They see what Bleacher Report is doing. ESPN looks at this and like, oh, people like this stuff. It's different. The kids
of our job, like it.
kids like us, they like this stuff. So ESPN is trying to do that kind of stuff, and it's just not, it's not their path. I think people need to just stay on their path. SportsCenter needs to bring out the best plays of the day. That's what needs to be their thing. Top plays. That's why I watch SportsCenter. Barstool, they're funny stuff. They do college humor type stuff. Bleacher Report does what they do. People just need to stay on their path and not all do the same thing.
So what makes, so you've given a couple of different examples of like people's roles, or actually companies' roles. What makes you guys different being like in the sports media and, you know, writing stories about like the same thing? What's your guys' why? What's your why?
What's our why? That's a good question.
What's our why is because I think it goes back to the last question of, you know, our why is, you know, we want everyone to bring their own beliefs to the table. And we don't think, that that's really allowed in, you know, today's sports media. I think that's why it is watered down. Because, you know, everyone on TV and a lot of these, you know, sports blogs and, you know, websites you see online, you know, don't really have a focus or an agenda besides, you know, making their opinion known to the world and treating it like it's fact. We're not, you know, we don't want to do that. And that's why when we post articles, for example, it's our first thing we ever say is like, what's your belief on this? Do you agree or disagree? We're going to them for the answer. We're just providing a platform for them to, you know, answer that question on.
Yeah, and people are so used to watching First Take, watching Stephen A. Smith up there, and just having them blabber on about what they think is the right answer, and we're trying to bring other people up to the table and get everyone to bring their beliefs. At the end of this, I would like it if no one knew who ran BYOB. I don't want people to know it's me, Jack, and Gavin running this. It should be like everyone posting articles, everyone bringing their own beliefs. By the end of this, I don't want anyone even knowing that we run things, you know?
That's a good point. And I think we actually have gotten there a little bit so far. You know, I had someone actually ask me, like, who runs this mm-hmm. this site? Because, you know, it is tough to tell. You know, we obviously state, you know, oh, do you believe what this person thinks? But, you know, we kind of keep it open-ended.
Okay. So you'd say that your why, per se, is just giving a platform for people to express their opinions on in a more credible fashion than just putting your 140 characters on Twitter.
Right.
You give them a full article, and then everyone can upload whatever they want.
Yep.
Okay. So you guys are, if you know what The Odyssey is, it's basically like free journalism for anyone that wants to be about it, but you guys are doing more of a sports twist on The Odyssey, essentially.
Anyone can write an article. Anyone can bring their own beliefs.
Okay. So you touched on it a little bit, or we touched on it a little bit earlier, is kind of sports media and our disgust towards it at the moment. For you guys being kind of in that, what's the next step? Like, would you guys want to see it?
I think we want to continue to grow our base of, I hate to say fans, because we're about bringing your own beliefs, so I don't really consider any of our followers fans, but
mm-hmm.
just continue to build our base. And I think as we continue to build our base, we'll have more people who contribute their own beliefs, whether that's commenting on articles and posts that we post on Instagram, slash also contributing to our fan take page on byobsports.net.
Plug that one more time. What
yeah.
is it? The website?
byobsports.net. Beautiful. So that's a big focus of ours. And, you know, we have a vision, but it's not a vision really that we've laid out, you know, on paper or anything. Because we kind of just want to see where it takes us. And I think the way things have gone, if we just continue to kind of have that mindset of just, you know, let everyone just bring what they got to the table, I think everything will work out.
Cool.
A good way.
Yeah, I mean, so when we started this podcast, we were like, this is back in November, yeah. or like probably October, because that was more of like the political season.
It was hot on the table.
We were going to do a political podcast and just like talk about how we know nothing.
And then the whole time.
And then we were like, this is going to be brutal. How much can we actually talk about because we know nothing?
Yeah,
like, we don't even know where to start.
And a lot of it is like very real. Too, it affects a lot of people. Oh, so, like, I love Maureen, by the way, but she's just one hell of a liberal, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I go home one day, like, get home first day Christmas. I'm, as always, jacked up about getting this podcast going.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom, I'm going to do a podcast starting with, it's going to be called, well, I said, I, it was at the time, it was called Our Time, and I was like, it's going to be about political stuff, and we're just going to, like, make fun about all of it, and, like, we're just going to just talk about how we never know anything, but, like, we're just going to talk about it. It's going to be funny. And she's like, please don't do that.
She's like, it was not,
for the love of God,
yeah.
do not do that. Like, you don't know how many people are so pulled in different directions, and it just causes so much stuff. Where, like, sports, at the end of the day, it's sports, you know, like, it's for the kids.
Lighthearted.
It's fun. It's lighthearted.
Yeah.
It means something.
And it's
still.
Entertainment.
It's entertainment, too.
When you boil down to it, it's just entertaining us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, going off that, and, you know, people still have, I know, Andrew, you wanted to ask this question, but people have these opinions and are pulled in different directions, different biases. I did want to ask.
Thank
but
you.
But I took, you know, I was a podcaster. You know, I'm great at transitions.
Okay.
I hate to say it.
Yep.
But back to it, you know, biases. What is a bias each one of you has that you'll never be swayed on?
Oh. Man, well, my bias, I don't think it's a very significant one, but I don't know why LeBron, as I'm a Miami Heat fan, grew up in South Florida to begin with. My bias is, you know, why did LeBron ever leave South Beach? Not Cleveland, but South Beach. I kind of have a hard time recognizing how a 30-year-old in his prime would ever leave such a situation where basically is the closest thing to a super team before Golden State came about.
Or the T-Wolves,
yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's a bias. It's kind of a mini bias, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have a bigger bias?
Let me think. Can you think of an example?
Personally,
mm-hmm.
When we're talking sports and someone brings up NFL franchises, what's the greatest of all time?
Oh, okay, that we're talking that significant.
That's like something
okay.
like that. I'm a passionate Steelers fan, and I believe that the Steelers have the best franchise in NFL. Everyone has valid points.
Green Bay is not Title Town.
Well, yeah. Anytime we talk on our show about the Green Bay Packers, Jack and Gavin being the Vikings fans that they are.
It's not about being
plug their ears and blah, blah,
see,
blah,
this
blah.
Is when we start talking over each other, because he is completely wrong when it comes to this, because you don't consider a town, not even a city, a town where all their championships came before it was called the National Football League. I think they got 12 championships. I put that in quotation. 13.
Steve, can we fact check
right.
that?
But like three or four actual Super Bowls, and they're calling them Title Town. Why is New England not Title Town? Why is Pittsburgh not Title Town?
Is the Vince Lombardi Trophy named after their coach?
Well, who does? I bet you a bunch of season ticket. All the owners in Green Bay probably decided that. I mean, it doesn't take much.
I mean, they won the first and the second Super Bowl.
I just don't know why we still call them Title Town.
Well, how many Super Bowls have the Vikings got? And then you can't.
See, I'm not talking as a Vikings fan.
He's talking
as an NFL
fan. Patriots have 5. He's talking Steelers have 6. Packers have 4.
Broncos, they're the most storied franchise in the league, bro.
What makes them? I know. I agree. What you got that? What? Why? Why are they the most storied franchise?
Like Steve
said, like one of the first teams.
They're one of the first teams.
Just, yeah, it's just like history.
They won right away. The Bears, they were dominant right away.
I don't disagree that they're storied.
The Bears didn't win the first two titles.
The Bears have like 9 world championships.
So would this be a biased category for you, Gamiel? The Packers are...
Yeah, you're not moving exactly. me at all, yeah.
Okay. You knew that coming into it. I didn't know. Yep. You were sitting there pondering, and I was like, bro, we've had this conversation multiple times.
See, well, I sit here thinking I can finally convince them one day to think otherwise, yeah. and it's just it's never going to happen. Exactly. No, so that's that is
just an admit it right now. I want to hear word verbatim. I am biased towards the Packers being the greatest.
I am biased towards the Green Bay Packers being the greatest.
All right, great. So, traveling the puck. Just, you know, my final statement is they're called Title Town because Green Bay is a town, not a city, not a state. It's a town. So they can be called Title City because Steelers can be called Title City and the Bears can be called Title City. But, you know, geographically speaking, Green Bay is the only town. So I don't care if they have one title. That's still Title Town.
Title Town.
We want to know, who do you compare yourself most to?
Like a sports media out there right now today.
That's an interesting question. What do you think?
Who would I compare ourselves to?
I mean, we try to take things from like everyone.
Yeah, I would say we're a mix of everything. We can't say we're Barstool. We're not funny at all.
Yeah.
We're not being that. We're also not being that serious though either.
Sure.
I think we're kind of in the middle. We are. I would say a mix of a lot. But if I had to narrow it down to one, I would say maybe Bleacher Report.
In addition to maybe your sports media. Or sports companies that you compare yourself most to, is there a sports reporter or voice in sports that you follow religiously or, you know, pay the most attention to?
Sports figure for me is Trey Wingo. He's a Baylor alum. Wingo. I went to Baylor University, just graduated in May. And, you know, he's still very heavily involved with the program. I worked in athletics at Baylor the past few years, which was definitely an interesting time. And, you know, I would definitely say him because, you know, he has a platform as a host, but he also brings his opinions to the table. And, you know, he's starting, I think Mike and Mike, he's taking over Greenberg's spot come September, October. They're going to, rename it, but I really enjoy everything he does. Other than that, I'll never go wrong with Stephen A. Smith. He's my dude.
You enjoy listening to him?
Oh, yeah. I've gone to 2 live shows. I love that dude, yeah. Dallas for the championship, national championship, and then down at South Beach when the Heat were still the big 3.
Okay. How are you, Game?
Well, I loved Stuart Scott before he passed away, sadly. But right now, I would say Michael Smith, just because he brings a different flair to the TV when I watch it. You got all these bland, not to be... racist or anything, like white guys, you know, ESPN, you got guy in a suit saying what's on the screen. Michael Smith, he'll chill back, slouching like I am right now, and he'll just talk sports, and that's what we do, you know. He's got this like just chill attitude the way he goes about things, and I mean that's something I like to carry on with me, and that's something we're trying to do here at BYOB. So
If Stephen A. Smith were to slouch in his chair and debate sports, would he be your favorite? Or up there?
No. Stephen A. Smith blabbers.
Okay, that leads me to my next question. Who can you not stand? Like, there's so much sports media out there. Who's just like, why do I keep seeing this man's opinion everywhere? This man is worthless.
Skip Bayless. I'm so glad he's off ESPN and on FS1, which I don't think anyone on this planet watches.
Come on, you gotta listen to Colin Cowherd sometimes.
Oh, he's good. He's good.
You know who I really like? Just backtracking, Chris Broussard.
The Brew Crew.
Broussard.
He's like a insider, isn't he?
I don't know what he is, but he's just got sources on deck. And
you know
what Barstool claims all his sources are Beanie Babies because he just doesn't have... sources.
Talk about a guy who has been watered down or has been washed away. Broussard, 100%. Chris Broussard, when LeBron was making his decision, was the guy to talk about it. Woj somehow totally took over all of NBA.
Yeah.
And then, you know, every other ESPN town or whoever you want to talk
about. Who's
that
big white dude?
It's Scott Van Pelt?
No.
Brian Windhorst?
Yeah, yes.
Windhorst,
he literally...
Woj...
Yeah.
He literally got popular because of LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he like a...
Well, LeBron was in high school, and he was an Ohio college reporter or something like that.
The only reason he's on TV right now is because of LeBron James.
Gross.
But I don't think I answered the question about who I despise the most. Honestly, Michael Smith's partner, Jamele Hill.
Really?
You don't like her? I can't. I just don't. I don't like her takes. They're very opinionated. And she doesn't... I don't know. There's something about her.
Anything to do with her being a girl?
Not at all. Sam Ponder is, I think, one of the greatest minds in sports. Honestly, the
greatest minds or greatest looks,
both.
Yes. So I have one more question about BYOB. You guys keep going into people's opinions and saying you don't like their opinions or whatever, and then you have beliefs. And I want to know what the difference between an opinion and a belief is.
I would say a belief carries more weight because it carries more passion. I think that's why we use the word beliefs, and that's why we came up with BYOB in the first place, is because I think it brings out more passion. It brings that, and you know, when someone brings out more passion, it means they'll have almost better insight or put in more effort into the discussion and they'll fact check themselves before they actually speak out. An opinion, in my opinion, is something that's very kind of like just throw out there without thinking. And we do that ourselves, but I think it's different just because an opinion is kind of, it doesn't carry as much weight. It's not as fact checked.
I like that, but to throw you under the bus, would you say a belief carries bias with it? Because there's that passion behind it.
Of course.
So you could bring your own bias.
We could do that. At times, we could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you're all about bringing that in. You want that on the table because they bring they bring that passion, that fire.
Passion, fire, credibility.
We want people debating on our Instagrams. We want people yelling at each other, doing stuff like that. We want people.
Let's just say this. We'd be BYOO, bring your own opinions.
BYO.
Yeah,
bring your own opinions.
Look at you. Yeah, a lot smarter than me. That's why I didn't come up with our name in the first place. But because we probably would do BYO, because if we wanted to just kind of do a dry run, kind of like, well, here's my beliefs and talk all monotone and like just, we're about bringing a little extra
pizzazz. So we're, So your guys' plan is not necessarily credentials then, because if you're going to be going with bias, I would argue bias is not linked to credentials. So where is the line, where do you draw the line between your biases and then your also desire to get credentials and get that kind of fame and all kind, and like that?
What do you mean when you say credentials?
So credentials, maybe the blue check. It would be a credentials on social media.
The thing is, we're not bringing the news. We're bringing your belief. It's exactly what's in the title.
Okay.
Like I said before, we at the end of this, we don't want people knowing who runs the thing, because we want so many people bringing in their beliefs, bringing in articles, posting videos on our Instagram that you just don't even know who's running it. It's
not
about...
how you can compare it again back to Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
How you don't know who runs Bleacher
Report. Exactly.
Right. And that's why I almost don't like the word media, because I don't really think in a way we are.
Mm-mm.
We're more of a platform where people can speak out, bring their own beliefs, and bring that all to the table. I'm a public relations major in journalism, public relations in college, so I kind of... I've seen the good and bad side of media, and I think I've kind of put now a good balancing act to it, and I definitely say, I wouldn't say we're the media, would you? I wouldn't say we're the media.
That's a great way, that's a good way to let our listeners know that, because this whole time we've been asking questions specifically related to sports media and all of that, all what they bring. This is BYOB, bring your own beliefs, not sports media. It's a sports platform where you can bring your own beliefs and they accept your bias.
You want to finish up, or we got any more questions?
I say we finish it up. We ask our guests always two questions to wrap it up. A famous person that you've met, interacted with, somehow you had an exchange, and then what did you learn today from the time that you woke up to right now recording this podcast?
So let's go one for each of you guys.
Yeah, we'll start with a famous person.
Famous person. I mean, he's probably met more famous people than me, but our friend Ronnie Spielman, shout out Ronnie, his dad's the general manager of the Vikings. So one year he brought us there to training camp, and we got to meet all the players. We met Adrian Peterson, Jared Allen.
Which Adrian Peterson, by the way?
The non-average one, non-wildly average one. The Hall of Fame one.
Yep. The one who broke his collarbone front flipping into the end zone.
Was that him? Is that
the one?
Yeah, he did that at Oklahoma.
At Oklahoma.
Wow. Oh, did he do that?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
By the way, the Back Pocket wrote a article on BYOB. We brought our own beliefs to the table. We went in hot, guns a-blazing.
And our bias was full-fledged, wildly average.
Yep. Our top 10 wildly average players in the history of sports. So go ahead and check that out on their website. BYOBsports.net.
I gotta cover that real quick. Why is .net? Because that was like the biggest thing. We could have done the back pocket .net, but we were like
.net. .net's for a bunch of weenies.
90s people, you know?
Yeah.
You set that up. What do you think?
What is .net?
What was that about?
Man, you know, honestly, how we did it, you know, I was thinking BYOB.media. But what is
use the M word here?
Not media.
We don't
right,
like
we're
media.
Not media, so that's kind of my point. So
not
like,
that opinion either.
There were not that many left, and I don't know why there was, because you go online, there's nothing else that, you know, you have BYOB out there. I don't know. I mean, it was BYOB.com or .net, and .com sounded too
mainstream.
.net. Just, maybe a little less.
It just flows, you know.
It just flows.
BYOB Sports.
And that's how we had it before we kind of remodeled our site last week. So we thought we might as well just stick to it, because there are quite a few people who kind of knew it as it was and thought, you know, why change it?
Okay. So famous person you met, Gavin?
Famous person. I'm not going to go athletes, because I've met quite a few athletes. At my
not
time,
to brag.
Yeah, that did sound like I was bragging, but that's just because I worked at Baylor, so a lot of reporters came in and stuff. But I would probably go Justin Bieber. I've met him 3 times.
Met in what way?
In person, like conversation.
Yeah.
I was at the All-Star Game in L.A. In 2011.
You got 2011. Contact information?
No, I was sitting a row behind him. There was a. I think a few others in the row. I think Kanye was in that row, Rihanna, a few other people. But, yeah, and we just happened to bump in and got introduced to him and talked, I don't know, 30 seconds, 45 seconds. But yeah.
That was the first time?
That was the first time. And then
hold on, just to clarify, was this pre-pubescent Justin Bieber or post?
2011, he was 17.
So he still had his like typical Bieber haircut and high voice.
Yeah, this is like
And then the second time I met him was in New York City, and it was nightclub. It was New Year's Eve, of 2011, going into 2012.
Okay.
Sorry, and
do you remember you?
No, I should lie and say yes.
Yeah.
But
we'll cut that.
That was actually a New Year's Eve party we got invited to, and I met him there that time. That was more of just a, like a, you know, as a famous person walks by, you say hi, and then you say bye.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third time was out in L.A. again. I go out to L.A. quite a bit. Most of my friends from Baylor live in SoCal or
nice.
North Cal, so.
Right on.
And then that time, when was that?
That was.
I'm just trying to track his prepubescent.
He was definitely past, like, I think. No, Purpose album wasn't out yet.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm seeing him in a month.
Personally, or like so.
No, I'm going to his concert.
Oh, so you're Bieber guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went last year, so I bought 2 tickets on Craigslist, and they were fake. So I had to buy 2 more tickets.
Mm. Did you talk to him about
$600 a night? No. We were few rows left on the stage, and I thought he was singing to me the whole time.
So when we asked,
I love his music. It's good music.
So you know, we were talking about biases earlier.
Yeah.
Is that your bias?
Dude,
is that Justin Bieber's?
Dude, this might be the weirdest thing about me. I wrote a 47-page senior dissertation on Justin Bieber for my public relations class. It was an image repair crisis class, and we had to sit there on a celebrity and do a paper on how that person kind of became famous, crashed, and then either resurfaced or, you know, just...
So you had a lot of content.
Oh, yeah, 47 pages of it. Yeah. I mean, most people thought it was pretty weird, but I was like, all right, celebrity. It had to be a celebrity.
Yeah. Well, I do want to say something real quick. We have a segment on the back pocket called the Psy segment, where you say something kind of... Someone says something out in the world that's a little outrageous, and all we have to say is...
That's probably what you would have said to him, the fact that I wrote a 47-page paper on Justin Bieber.
And to that we say... Okay, so what'd you guys learn today? Man. Anything? You learn, you get some knowledge, some wisdom?
Any time today.
Yes. Any quinkydinks?
Oh, man.
Well, I learned that kids nowadays don't watch Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, or Disney Channel.
Are you kidding?
What do they watch?
Watch YouTube.
What do you mean, YouTube? YouTube.
That's all they watch.
I respect that. No commercials.
I was like, so we were talking about your favorite shows today, and they said some shows that I had no idea what they were. I was like, oh, is it on Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, Disney Channel? And they're like, no, it's on YouTube. I was like, do you guys know what those things are? They're like, yeah, but we don't watch that. We just watch YouTube. Every single one, they just watch YouTube. They're going to YouTube and not the TV, and it's freaking me out.
Yeah, that's breaking news. I had no idea.
Holy shit.
How about you, Gavin?
Well, I have a puppy, 41 pounds, golden retriever, and he's getting good with, you know, barking, saying he has to go to the bathroom and stuff, but I just taken him out today and put him back in his crate, and 30 minutes later he starts barking, so I was like, oh, he's just being a whiny puppy. And I go in because he just wouldn't stop. I kept telling him to stop, and he was literally just lying in his pee. So I think from now on I've learned to, you know, if he's barking, I'm not even going to take a chance. I'm just taking him out to go pee, because I had to, first of all, clean the carpet because he left a trail on the way out. It was all over his body, so his paws, you know, got all over the tile floors as well, and I had to give him a nice bath. So probably learned to take my dog out when he barks.
All right.
Life as a pet owner. That's our newest segment, so I like that.
Brutal.
We also do another segment. It's called the Aww segment. So you own a golden retriever puppy.
Yep.
Aww.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. We got that. So that kind of wraps up your time here on the back pocket. First time, hopefully more to come. A little collaboration, entrepreneurs trying to expand their brand. Thanks for coming today.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So that was our interview. Gamiel and Gavin, bring your own beliefs. Not an opinion, but a belief with some bias. Sports platform.
There's a difference between an opinion and a belief. So, I don't know how, but that's what they were saying. Anyways, going to our next segment, we have... It's a segment that I don't know what we're going to call yet, but it's an average story in sports nonetheless. And we are talking about the sport of soccer, of course. And here we are with the story. It's basically this guy, Kai Kamara, one of the leading strikers for the Columbus Crew. I think he might be playing for someone else now. But anyways, soccer player in MLS gets fined by the MLS for wearing these different socks that a lot of people wear. And it's a doctor subscribed them to him and said, like, this is how your feet are going to be okay if you wear these, whatever. And so he wears them. He gets fined $1,250, and he gets all mad, and he goes on Twitter and has this ridiculous rant, and he goes on this rant for, you know, 2 minutes, just going absolutely bananas for no reason. And let's be known, there, the most average parts about this story is, A, yeah, it is the MLS, but B, it's only $1,250, and then C, how much does Kai Kamara make? $1 million. He makes $1 million, and he's complaining about a $1,250 fine.
And the fact that he's complaining about it for feeding his kids and stuff, it's kind of weird.
Right.
But I still feel bad for him, because why is he the only one getting fined? Did he make it, like, more gregarious than other people, or what?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think he's one of the best players in the MLS, so I know he got fined, and that's what they were saying in the picture, or in his report, which was weird. But then...
So he was made an example of.
He was made an example of. But, like, Jozy Altidore, Michael Bradley, all these other guys who are big names in the MLS are all wearing the same socks, too, and they didn't get a fine. And his was, like, a doctor's note that said you should wear these. So then it was like, okay, well, I kind of feel bad for Kai Kamara, but it's also like, well, it's $1,250, so,
mm-hmm.
and he makes $1 million a year, which is just average. MLS was just picking a bone for some reason. I don't know why.
Trying to get some publicity. I like it.
Classic MLS, though. Gotta love it.
PR move.
Yeah, huge PR move. But it kind of brings the question, would you get mad if you got fined $1,250 if you were making $1 million?
I'd get mad. I'd probably say something. I don't know if I'd be too mad.
I'd be like, hey, why am I getting fined? The doctor note right here.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'd be like, well, we're not going to give it back to you this time. Maybe then we respond. You never know.
I'd do a jab, like, do that classic thing where you pay it in all, like, pennies or something, you know?
Just okay, okay.
Where then you pay someone to then coordinate, you know,
right.
an absurd payment.
Sure.
So essentially you're spending more than the fine, which shows that, you know, listen, it's not a big deal, but it's a stupid kind of deal.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, that was our average story in sports this week.
It's a little tidbit that you can tell other people. I mean, it's still if someone brings up soccer, you can be like, hey, there's an MLS story that we're
on
your back pocket.
When you're at work the next day and someone's like, hey, I played soccer in fifth grade, and you're like, well, hey, you want to hear what happened in the MLS? It's just crazy.
Perfect.
Watch out.
So, trapping the puck, and
yep.
I think we're going to finish it up, right?
Yep, let's finish it up.
I don't got much
finish
else to talk about.
Of course.
But I do love finishing the podcast how we do. Just letting our listeners know what we learned, because as you've heard from the best of, we've learned
quite the extravagant things. So, let me start.
Mm-hmm.
I learned what a P-trap is. So, P-trap is a plumbing piece that goes... If you ever look underneath your sink in, like, your kitchen or anywhere, your downspout waste goes down. It's like a pipe that goes down, and then it curls up and then goes out. So that curl down part is the P-trap, and that's where water will sit and stuff. And that water actually blocks the smell from your waste that you pumped out from getting back up and going through the drain and smelling the whole place up.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a natural thing that... It just is designed where it just water sits down there and just prevents any smell from getting through. Every sink ever invented has one.
Okay.
So if you look underneath your
toilet,
sink.
Do they have them?
So toilets are just undermounted and it goes straight down and
okay.
it goes right into your waistline, and then it's got a separate vent pipe that stubs out from it, and all the vent goes out all the way to your rooftop usually.
Okay.
Yeah, so the P-trap is more specific for the sink, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
So,
thank you, Declan. Always informing our...
Little quinky-dink there.
Love the quinky-dinks. What did I learn?
Yeah.
I learned that there's a research study that says music that you listen to when you're 19 and 20 imprints itself most on, like, your music preference for the rest of your life.
Uh-oh. So what kind of music would you be listening to? That for the rest of your life then, given that you're 21 now.
Yeah, well, I went to my first, like, Lollapalooza was heavy during that time, so, and I saw a lot of alternative rock then,
mm-hmm.
and as well as, like, EDM. I could see that EDM fading a little bit, but...
Yeah, well, the EDM is, yeah.
Alternative rock, like Kings of Leon, Cage the Elephant, Foster the People, like those people.
I like some of the indie bands, too, like Cold War Kids,
Imagine Dragons.
Portugal the Man.
That type of music probably will be the neighborhood.
I agree.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. stuff like that. All right, 100% agree. Well, thank you, Andrew. Steve, anything did you learn?
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Maybe our next Simply Steve segment.
Could be touched upon further.
Yep.
Yeah. So, ending on a positive note, you know, we wrap it up with a feel-good story. I have a simple one that would warm our favorite listener's heart. We have just been informed that the bar at Brian Tierney's new establishment mm. has been completed.
Yep.
And he sent us a snap saying behind his bar saying, let's rage.
Yeah, so the new term in these parts of town now is let's get lorched. So I think all of us
and we invite all our marketing interns to get lorched with us at Brian's new bar.
Looks like a lemonade stand.
It's like a lemonade stand. Really nothing different. 25-cent lemonade, 25-cent lemonade vodkas. So nothing different there. But hey, let's get lorched, fam. That'd be just, I'm all in for it.
Lorched. We love you.
We love lorch. That's why we say lorched. But let's just all be merry, and let's just all be together. Let's have a great time. Have a great rest of your weekend, folks. We love you.
And dick hair.